Moving on now, at least 18 people are injured in clashes between Egyptian security forces and anti-government protesters outside the presidential palace. The clashes come after thousands of protesters gathered to voice their opposition to President Mohamed Morsi. The president himself has reportedly left the presidential palace. The protests began earlier in the day in Cairo's Liberation Square and the Syndicate of Journalists. Protesters accused Morsi of grabbing power and having sold the revolution which toppled former dictator Hosni Mubarak nearly 2 years ago. Well, Egypt has been the scene of pro- and anti-government demonstrations for nearly 2 weeks now, since Morsi issued a controversial presidential decree. His opponents were further angered when he called for a referendum on Egypt's new constitution. Although Morsi says he will withdraw his presidential decree after a yes vote to the referendum, opposition groups and some judges say they will boycott the vote. Well, from Baltimore, I'm joined by Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Freeman, let's put this into context. We see a new initiative launched called the Know Your Constitution. It looks like a positive step, but just how much can such an initiative, as well as Mr. Morsi's power-grabbing decisions, be trustworthy in its entirety?
Mr. Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood are obviously trying to consolidate their political power right now in Egypt. And this new constitutional referendum for December 15th would give President Morsi the power, I believe, to appoint judges, so the judiciary would no longer be an independent body in Egypt. And this obviously, there's great opposition to this coming from different sections of the population. You have the younger people who have been protesting, who started the protest back almost 2 years ago. You have secular elements. You have people who are left over from the Mubarak support apparatus. And they're all uniting now to challenge President Morsi and his attempt to consolidate power with this referendum on December 15th.
And at the same time, some say Egypt may be going back to an era perhaps even worse than that of Mubarak's, and the Western powers are now playing behind the scenes. Just how much is that evident, do you think?
Well, there is indication that President Morsi will be trying to grab for himself and his party very strong powers that Egypt organized almost 2 years ago to overthrow. There's also no doubt that the West, the administration of President Obama, have chosen behind the scenes and sometimes more overtly to give President Morsi and the Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood, very strong backing. But the problem is, will this work? Because unless there's a program looking to the future to move Egyptian society forward, to meet the needs of the people, to provide water, electricity, jobs. The problem is that the consolidation by President Morsi will not satisfy the population, and the population will continue to struggle, even though there's now a new group trying to gain control of society after they got rid of President Mubarak almost 2 years ago.
And in a very briefly, I mean, it's interesting that the opposition protesters are actually opposing to the same thing that existed in the past. So what is all the fuss about?
Well, I think when the demonstration started in January of last year, people wanted to get rid of the government and the policies that the government was carrying out. And you had a lot of younger people saying, we want a better future, we want to have upward mobility, we want to raise our families in a better society and have better jobs. And now, 2 years later, that has gotten hijacked by the Muslim Brotherhood and with the support from the United States. So the initial demand that people started demonstrating about in January 2011 have still not been met. And by the size of the demonstrations of several hundred thousand, it would indicate to me that the people are not satisfied with this current ruler and Morsi's attempt to emulate some of the policies, or maybe worse policies than Mubarak. We don't know yet. But clearly that's not going to go down well with the Egyptian population, especially the younger people who want a better future. And they're not given a better future by this Muslim Brotherhood at this moment.
Indeed. All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks, sir, to Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review from Baltimore. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.